Hey, kids. I heard on the news that an airline pilot spotted Santa's sled on its way in from New York.
Oh. You serious, Clark?
Needle Drop Radio! Needle Drop Radio! Needle Drop Radio! Needle Drop Radio!
Jingle bell, all the way. All my fun is away, everyone knows that's a way. Hey, jingle bell, that's into a no. Hey, jingle bell, jingle all. All my fun is away, everyone knows that's a way. Hey, jingle bell, jingle all way.
This is Needle Drop Radio. My name's Jeff, and this is the Christmas episode, 2011 Christmas episode, a.k.a. Punk the Halls. This episode does coincide with the great Punk the Halls benefit album. You can go right now to punkthehalls.bandcamp.com, download the whole compilation, and it will all go to a great cause, the Starlight Children's Foundation. 100% of the proceeds go to this great cause, and you can help make a child's life a little bit better this season by going there and downloading it now. I'm very proud and honored to be a part of this. Now, I'm going to give you a little background. This might be the first time you're ever hearing my show. There's a good chance of that. I started Needle Drop Radio back in March of 2010, and I've done 67 episodes so far. This is my second Christmas episode. Now, I didn't know if I was going to do one this year or not. A couple months back, I started putting feelers out to bands to see what kind of response I would get, how some of the bands would feel about it, and I started getting some good positive responses right off the bat, and so I decided I'm going to go ahead and do it, and so I put the word out completely. Bands, labels, if you want to submit something for the episode, get in touch with me right away, and the band started lining up, and one of them, a band that I had played on the show before, out of Seattle, Washington, called Still Automatic. One of the guys from the band, Adam, he and I had hit it off before and talked back and forth, and he and his band came up with the great idea to compile all the bands and put them all together, gather everyone up, and make this a Christmas-themed punk rock compilation album. I thought it was a great idea, and once I started asking bands about submitting and donating their song for that, even more started pouring in, and we just got a really great positive response from everybody, and I could have never imagined what a great, wonderful thing this has turned into, and like I mentioned, I'm so just proud and honored. Makes me feel really good, very positive thing, and I just love it. I'm a very traditional guy. I love Christmas music, and obviously, I love punk rock to death, and you put the two together, and it just all comes together so nicely, and I'm so stoked to be playing all these great bands for you. I don't know how many I'm going to get to this episode. If you want to hear all of them, just go download the compilation. You will definitely get your money's worth. So many great bands on there, but I'm going to get to as many as I can this episode, and we're just going to have a real good time. You know I love dropping movie clips throughout, and I'm sure I'll throw some great holiday-themed classic movie clips throughout, just like I did on last year's Christmas episode. And like I said, we'll have a real, real good time. And let's get to it without any further ado. Let's go to a great band out of St. Louis, Missouri, friends of the show. I've played them on the show a couple times before, and it's just great all around. When I heard that they were willing to do a Christmas song, I was stoked. I couldn't wait to hear it, and then they sent it to me, and I was just floored. I listened to it a few times in a row that day they sent it to me, and it just got stuck in my head like no other. Top-notch stuff, a lot of fun, and here we go. This is a great way to kick off the show, the 2011 Needle Drop Radio Christmas episode, and let's do it. Here they are out of St. Louis, Missouri. This is the Haddonfields doing Kill Myself This Christmas.
Kill Myself This Christmas. If I don't kill myself this Christmas, I can live through anything. Listen to me times and myself.
Jeff to play our songs on Needle Drop Radio. Cause it's the only radio I'd like to listen to.
You're going to help me make it fly.
I thought the magical reindeer made the sleigh fly.
And where did the reindeer get their magic from?
Christmas spirit. Everybody knows that.
Well, as silly as it sounds, a lot of people down south don't believe in Santa Claus.
What? Who do they think puts all their toys under the tree?
Well, there's a rumor floating around that that the parents do it.
That's ridiculous. I mean, parents couldn't do that all in one night. What about Santa's cookies? I suppose parents eat them too?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. See what I see? Oh, a star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Right, there they are out of Seattle, Washington. That is Still Automatic doing the old traditional Christmas classic, Do You Hear What I Hear? Great job on that one, guys. I was really impressed with the amount of time that the bands had, the quality of the song that they would come up with, and those guys just floored me with that one. Great, great job on it all around. Before that, we heard from Dowser, my buddies out of the Netherlands, great punk band that I've played a couple times on the show before. And they put that together for me last year, a nice little Christmas jingle for Needle Drop Radio. Really appreciate that. Dowser, look that band up. And we kicked it off this week with the Haddonfields doing Kill Myself This Christmas. I'm going to go, I'll stay in Seattle, Washington right now, where Still Automatic is from. I'm going to a band that just barely made it on the comp, just in time, and I'm so glad they did. They quickly turn into one of my new favorite bands, the Graceland Five. They have an amazing singer that sounds just like Elvis, and the backing band is just a straight-up pop-punk band a la the Ramones, and when you put it all together, it's just so good. So it comes out really great. Go track these guys down on Reverb Nation or their Bandcamp or Facebook and get into it. This is the Graceland Five doing Blue Christmas.
Well, I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a blue Christmas tree won't be the same day.
Wow! What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
It's time for an announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together if the fates allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That is my band, Hope Wrecker. And we went with the old traditional Christmas classic, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Now, we picked that song. We had a couple we were trying to decide. One of them was Elvis one was in there, and we went with that one. It is one of my top five favorite Christmas songs of all time. I am a traditional type of guy. That's a very traditional song. And we covered it the way it was originally done by Judy Garland way back when, because they had changed the lyrics over the years. I think Frank Sinatra did do it the original way, but other people had changed the lyrics. And the original one is much more bittersweet, really tears at the heartstrings a little more. So we went with that version right there. And like all these tracks, it's exclusive to the Punk the Halls compilation, and we were so proud to be a part of it. So there you go. Up next, I'm going to go over to the Netherlands again for a great friend of the show. I've talked about her and her band so many times on the show before. She was in the very first band that I ever played on the very first episode of the show, the band Suicide Bombs. Well, unfortunately, they are no longer around. They broke up a few months back, and I still remain friends with everyone in the band. And the girl Ashley, who I initially was in contact with way, way back then, we still keep in contact today, and she's got a new band called Bad Temper. They were kind enough to put together something for this episode and the benefit compilation, and it turned out great. I'm so happy to be playing it right now on the show. Here they are out of the Netherlands, Bad Temper, doing Christmas Stories.
What else can I say? I wish it's Christmas every day. A reason to be nice all day. A new life has begun, generations pass it on. In our hearts as life goes on.
All I Captain Sobel?
Major Winters?
Captain Sobel. We salute the rank, not the man.
Sometimes coming right to town, he knows where to live. He knows that you are stuck inside a hole under a tree. And when you come along to see the Santa's got a gift, you will pick up a ball and run into your knees. Santa's coming right to town, he knows your enemies. He knows that they are partying hard, he knows that you are sick. And when they come along to see the Santa's got a gift, you will have a gun and shove it right to their knees. Santa, pa 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 pa. Fuck the Christmas tonight. Fuck the Christmas tonight. Fuck the Christmas tonight. It's gonna be alright.
Alright, one of my more recent favorite bands out of Italy, that is Colin Farrell. Great, great pop punk band doing their original Foxhole Christmas. And before that, if you blinked, you probably missed it. It was the Jetty Boys doing Christmas, simply titled Christmas. And before that, we had Bad Temper kicking off that little set doing their original Christmas Stories. All three great bands. I was honored that they all took the time to do something. Came out so good. Really appreciated. And up next, we got a great band out of Illinois. Again, kind enough to take the time to do a song just for us and the compilation. Here they are out of Illinois. This is the Hairlips doing Merry Shitmas.
Can you play Jingle Bells? build. You know, deck them halls and all that stuff. No, no, you don't get it at all. I mean jingle bells. You know, Santa Claus and ho, 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 and mistletoe and presents to pretty girls.
Right, there it is, the last song of the 2011 Needle Drop Radio Christmas episode. I know a lot of people were looking forward to that track, that band, to see what they were going to come up with. That was Lipstick Homicide doing an original. Hatin' on Santa was the name of that track. And before that, we had the Hairlips doing Merry Shitmas. What a way to end the show. Great, great stuff. I really am so happy with how it all turned out. I'm so honored and humbled that all these bands took the time. You know, I really want to thank all the bands that put their time and effort into writing, recording, taking the time to do all that and get it to me and get it to the world so we can all enjoy those songs. And I just really, really appreciate it. All the bands, thank you so much. And I also want to thank Tyler from Doomtooth Designs for doing the artwork for this. It came out so awesome. And last but certainly not least, a big, huge thank you goes out to Adam Tabor for working so hard on all of this with me, for corralling all the bands, doing all the promotion, just helping me so much with it. It came out so great. So Adam, thank you so much, buddy. This was a great idea you had. And I was so happy to do it with you. It came out really, really great. Now, everybody, please, please, I'm urging you, go to punkthehalls.bandcamp.com and download it. I didn't play all the songs off the compilation. You'll get so much more, lots of great stuff, and it will all go to an amazing cause. 100% of the proceeds go to the Starlight Children's Foundation. It doesn't get much better than that. You get great punk rock, some fun Christmas tunes, and you get to help make a child's life a little bit better who desperately needs it. And what a way to spread Christmas cheer. Thank you, everybody, so much. I had a lot of fun doing this, and I just want to say, from me and my family to you and yours, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll see you all in 2012. Thanks a lot for listening. And I'll see you next year.